Hello, it's Marnie here, and in a short while, Richard and I will have the information desk, and later our second feature. But we start with more news from our fine city.
We have news of two awards and appeals in the city, and we start with news of tributes paid to a member of the Mousehold Heath Defenders.
Family and friends have paid tributes to a member of the Mousehold Heath Defenders who fought for what she believed in. Patsiano died peacefully at her home in Mousehold Avenue, overlooking her beloved heath. Mrs. Ciano, who was 89, had lived in the house for 81 years. She was a much-loved woman whose main passions in life were the heath and her family. Her daughter, Teresa Grand, said she was a lovely mum, she was a very warm mum, and she was always there for us. She was very kind to my daughter and her great-grandsons. She just adored them, and they're devastated that she's gone because they've learned so much from her. Mrs. Ciano, who was born on March the 22nd, 1927, and moved to the Heath, aged 9. It was during the Second World War, on the Heath, where she first saw her future husband, Giovanni Ciano, an Italian prisoner of war. Mrs. Grand said it was a rather lovely story. She met him just walking her dog on Mousehold Heath.
Almost £10,000 has been raised towards an appeal for a hydrotherapy pool at a specialist physical, sensory and complex needs school. It's the latest round of fundraising for the Care for a Clare appeal, which raises money for the Clare School on South Park Avenue, Norwich. The charity has been going for more than 20 years and aims to raise enough money to help provide specialist equipment for use in the classroom and outside environments. Previous fundraising has allowed the creation of a playground and sensory garden. David Edmonds from the charity said the pool would have many benefits for pupils at the school, such as the relief of pain and muscle spasm and the maintenance or increase in range of motion of joints. A hydrotherapy pool can also help with strengthening weak muscles and improving circulation.
Acossi Church has been awarded more than £190,000 to help re-roof part of the building to help protect it for future generations. St Edmund's Church in Old Cossey received a grant of £192,000 from the Heritage Lottery Fund for its Celebrating the Past, Ensuring the Future project. The scheme aims to secure the physical future of the building by re-roofing the entire nave and chancel in slate, as well as offering a wide range of new and exciting opportunities for the local community to learn about, discover and enjoy the building. The Reverend Nicholas Parry, Vicar of Cossey and Chairman of Cossey Parochial Church Council, said we're delighted that the Heritage Lottery Fund has given us this grant. St Edmund's Church will now become a hub for the local community to learn about and enjoy its heritage, and we want to encourage everyone to get involved in helping create the new exhibition and heritage trail. The project is about people and their contribution to our community over time, and St Edmund's Church is a great repository of our community's history.
Norwich's longest established brewery, Chalk Hill, has launched a competition to name its new stout. The new stout will be the first one produced under new head brewer Robbie Wincup, who joined Chalk Hill last year. Once brewed, the stout will be on sale from Chalk Hill Brewery, as well as on tap at the Coach and Horses Pub on Thorpe Road and the Alexandra Tavern on Stafford Street. To help inspire entrance, Mr. Wincup has disclosed the ingredients: a combination of Maris Otter pale malt, oats, roasted barley, and lactose to create a full-bodied, dark and sweet stout. Mr. Wincup said, "I'm very excited to be brewing my first stout here at Chalk Hill, and what better way to mark the occasion than by inviting the region's beer buffs to name it. We're looking forward to seeing what suggestions they come up with and picking a worthy winner. Entries must be made by last orders on Wednesday, December the 21st, with the winner announced on December the 23rd. The person who submits the winning name will receive 18 pints of ale from the brewery, a tour, and a beer tasting.